From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The 22-member Arab League is meeting in Cairo today. The group is reconsidering its suspension of an observer mission in Syria, and officials say United Nations involvement will be considered. Meanwhile, the leader of al-Qaeda is voicing support for the anti-government uprising in Syria. He's posted a message on the Internet, and the BBC's Jim Muir reports he's calling on Muslims to offer whatever help they can.
In an eight-minute video message addressed to the Lions of Syria, the al-Qaeda leader urged them to depend on their own efforts and sacrifices, and not on what he called the failed states of the Arab League, the West, or Turkey. He called on militants in Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey to rise up and support what he called their brothers in Syria. They had the right, he said, to use any means they saw fit to get rid of a cancerous regime that was oppressing Muslims. It's the clearest sign yet of involvement by al-Qaeda in the uprising in Syria, as it takes on increasingly an aspect of armed insurgency as well as popular protest.
The BBC's Jim Muir reporting. Back in the United States, in the race for the Republican presidential nomination, Mitt Romney's campaign has gotten a double boost. Romney won a presidential straw poll among conservative activists in Washington this weekend, and he's won the main caucuses by a slim margin over Ron Paul. From Maine Public Broadcasting, A.J. Higgins reports on Romney's victory.
Mitt Romney was declared the winner of the Maine caucuses with 39% of the vote, leading Texas Representative Ron Paul, who secured 36%. Both candidates presented sharp contrasts for Maine Republicans, but Demi Kazunas of Saco says the GOP delegates will ultimately get behind Romney.
Republicans are like a family. Inside the home, we, husband and wife, our children all agree with each other, but outside the house, we are a family. We're going to stick to each other, and at the end, when all said and done, we're going to support the candidate. We know change needs to come, and we're pretty excited about that.
Both Romney and Paul had strong on-the-ground organizations in the state. For NPR News, I'm A.J. Higgins in Portland, Maine.
She was one of the world's best-selling artists for more than a decade. Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston, dead at the age of 48. Police in Beverly Hills say Houston died yesterday afternoon. While a guest at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, there's no word on the cause of her death. During an interview in 2009, Houston talked about her life and what she hoped her legacy would be.
I'm still going to remain the very private, quiet person that I have been for the last 10 years, as I will remain. I just want to be recognized for my music and for what it does and how it inspires people.
Tonight's Grammy Awards show will feature a tribute to Whitney Houston. And from Washington, this is NPR News. A Tibetan rights group says an 18-year-old Tibetan nun has set herself on fire to protest Chinese rule. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the woman is reportedly the 21st Tibetan to self-immolate since March of last year.
Her name is Tenzin Chosen. Free Tibet, a rights group, says she was chanting slogans against China's government when she lit herself on fire in Sichuan province in China's far west. Free Tibet says she's believed to have survived. A photo of Tenzin provided by the group shows a smiling woman with ruddy cheeks, a nearly shaven head, and wearing a traditional burgundy robe. The immolation comes after the government in the neighboring Tibetan Autonomous Region warned local officials to brace for a, quote, war against secessionist sabotage. Demonstrations erupted in Tibetan areas of Sichuan province last month. Rights groups say Chinese security forces have shot five people to death. China says the protesters attacked police. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
At least seven people are reported dead and three others missing in an avalanche in southern Kosovo. But authorities say a young girl has been pulled out alive. The avalanche hit a village yesterday, and police say it swallowed some 15 homes. Heavy snow has blanketed the Balkans, and over the past couple of weeks in Europe, more than 500 people have died due to plunging temperatures. With help from a convicted serial killer, more human remains have been found in Northern California. A San Joaquin Sheriff's Department spokesman says a skull fragment and other bones were found in an abandoned well near the town of Linden yesterday. It was the third straight day that authorities found remains by following a map drawn by death row inmate Wesley Shermantine, who along with a childhood friend became known as the Speed Freak Killers. A search for more remains set to resume today. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.